Hello! Welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast where kids learn careers. This is Maxa Valencia.
And this is Henry Morrison.
And today we have Candace Holly, HR department.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how's everyone?
Good. Thank you for sparing your time to be on Careers for Kids. We hope we have a great interview. Now let's get started. So tell us what you currently do right now.
So right now I am the Director of Human Resources for a town called Westport, Connecticut. I am responsible for hiring, training, employee relations, and a myriad of other benefits and I would say employee appreciation aspects of the job.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Henry, on to the second question.
Yeah, so tell us more about your career and how you got to this position in the first place.
Of course. So I actually started at a program out in Tennessee that was for high school kids to do something a little bit different rather than like the retail type jobs that are plentiful and food service. So it was sponsored by the county. I'm originally from Memphis. So Shelby County sponsored this program, and it got me to work in the city of Memphis as a teenager rather than doing these other types of jobs. So I learned a lot about human resources because that was a department I was kind of chosen to work in. So it really piqued my interest. I went to school to learn more about it as well, and then started as an HR generalist, which is a role that touches all the different parts and various parts of human resources. I just named a few earlier, but it gets a bit more extensive. And a generalist is a person that kind of touches a lot of things from that side. And then I grew into a more management position and continued to travel through my career that way, and eventually got into strategic HR, which is just really all about the strategy and how it aligns with the company or the town's strategy in my case now. And I continued with that. I did some HR consulting because it's such a plug and play kind of career that you can add it as an HR layer to any just about any business. So I've been able to touch that side as well, and found a role in Westport, which is where I lived in a town adjacent to here for many years, and Westport feels great. So I ended up very luckily being able to work for these folks here in the town of Westport. It's an amazing job that I have now, where I just, like I mentioned before, lead the HR functions for the town. The Board of Education has a counterpart as well who does it, but I primarily work with all of our 17 departments.
That's
That's really
awesome that you
cool.
were able to start over there in Memphis and bring the talents that you already had over to Westport. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a nice, the way I look at it, I'll tell you a little fun fact about me. If you ever meet me, I'm 6'2". I'm very tall. And I played basketball for Cincinnati and Ole Miss. And I ultimately started coaching a little bit before, kind of getting into HR. And I coached a little bit in college too during my grad years at Seton Hall. So that brought me on the East Coast. And it's a very, it's a very different place than Memphis out here. So just being able to, from a an exposure standpoint, have an opportunity to be out here and practice HR and get the challenges that I get a chance to get every day has been awesome. Not to say there aren't good jobs out in Memphis. I don't want folks to to think that at all. But I just was so fortunate to travel here in one of the largest parts of our country and really be able to practice this.
Yeah.
So, what part of your job do you enjoy the most and not really like the most?
Oh, good question. I would say that all of the parts have, I'll start with the don't like part. All the parts have an administrative burden to it, if you will. All of the parts and the functions of the HR pie or human resources pie, where there are benefits and payroll can be a part of that. Very tedious, like compliance portions of that pie. Then you have more fun stuff like talent acquisition, where you go and wed talent and to roles internally. And you have other pieces, of the pie too. But all of them have this thing called like admin. You have to do paperwork. You have to be very tedious. And it's important to be a good HR administrator, I think, first, because it's kind of how it all works and holds it together is that double checking and, you know, being crossing your T's and dotting your I's. So that part is not lovely always for me, and sometimes can feel, you know, a bit heavy. But if you prioritize your week and kind of have yourself an admin day where you can catch up on it, and then that part is can be managed. But I would say that's the part that I don't necessarily love. The part that I do like, I would say, is just employee relations. And that can cover anything from, you know, conflict resolution to appreciation, and finding ways to engage people. I feel like employee relations trickles across just about every function because you're dealing with people. So the employee relations part can be unpredictable and very rewarding at the same time when you're able to resolve problems. It's kind of why you get into it, at least for me, to be able to solve problems and be, like the name says, a resource to humans. So I would say employee relations is my fun part.
So was this the dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid? Or not just when you were a kid, but is this the dream job you imagine yourself doing even later in life?
Well, you know, I feel like I think it is, because I say this to my coworkers a lot too. I'm just a basketball player that ended up in HR. But it was, you know, serendipitous for me, because you get to lead teams, you get to bring folks together, and all the transferable stuff that you get from playing on a team, you can see this, you know, application in human resources as well. And you get to be a role player, you get to be all of the things that really make an aspect of a team up. So I feel like it was probably destined for me to do something in the people space, be it, you know, people operations or counseling or some sort of people oriented career.
All right, Maxwell is gonna bring up the next question now.
Yeah. So okay. When you were younger, who were like your main idols?
Some folks that I really admired in my family, I would say there were probably starting with my family. My mom, who was extremely, you know, I would say I would describe her as fearlessly kind. She just found a way to be kind in some situations that didn't always require it. But she taught that to us as well. You start, you know, kind of start with yes instead of starting with no. And that's not saying yes to everything, but at least starting with like, yes, I hear you. Or yeah, it's just a more positive outcome. So I've learned how to move that into some of the things that I do in my career, in my personal life, and all of those things. But just to see her navigate really tough situations. And my mother was a mathematician. She ended up working with Women, Infants, and Children program down in Tennessee. And was just a really big fan of her kiddos. I have two other brothers as well. And she always, you know, pushed us in academics and sports. So and through very tough times, you know. So I would say that she's a one of the people that I would look up to. And another mentor would probably be a coach that from high school. Her name was Coach Parks. Betty Parks. And I, like I said, I didn't really. I kind of fell into HR, but I did basketball before, and I always looked at myself as an athlete, and I thought I was pretty good coming into basketball in the ninth grade. But she was my high school coach, and she pushed me to be even better and challenge myself. And those are some of the things that why I say I end up in a team-like environment in this profession that I look for. I always sort of felt home when I did that. So pushed you to be the best that you can be. If you think you're great, you can be greater. And also, you know, she would always say you win or you learn, and you're always continuously learning. So and growing. So I look at those two folks in my life a lot, and the lessons that they taught me still carry through today.
That's so cool. Why did you pick this specific job?
I would say with the town of Westport, this was an opportunity that just kind of fell out of the sky for me. I think I had been consulting prior to this for Meta, and they are a social media engineering, social engineering company, and they deal with some of the bigger social media platforms that we use on a regular basis. There's a transformation consultant for them, really just translating policy into concepts and working with different departments within that space. And it was in the New York City. I myself reside in Fairfield County, Connecticut, and wanted to, and I, like I said, I have three kiddos. I talked to you guys earlier, I'm a mom of three. And I wanted to be closer to home and sort of pull back from some of that type of work. And I said it kind of felt right at Westport in this opportunity because it was near and dear to me because of the years I spent right next door to it. So it felt right. I love working with the folks over there. I love the municipality space. For me, it's challenging in a good way because I've always sort of worked in many different other industries, and this is a newer one for me to, again, apply the principles of best practice and HR and try to find ways to translate policy into actual practice.
Cool. So what was your career before this and what made you move on from it?
Well, I think I feel like I kind of grew up in HR, especially from the days, in high school. But I went to college and changed majors after I sort of found myself more on that side of it, on the HR side of it. My initial career that I wanted to do would have been something like physical therapy or something in that space, because I myself had injuries and stuff like that, and I was very curious about it. And then I switched more into like a social and behavioral science space, just to kind of understand how people think and do things. And then that sort of naturally took a route to like a human services or a human resources kind of road for me, which is much more management and policy and a bunch of other little pieces that were important to the entire process of that of HR journey for me. So I was like, I really want to learn that, and that kind of became the thing that I really put my attention into it. So no physical therapy. I wish I kind of did that too, though, because all these injuries from basketball keep keeping up with me. So
I see. So what was the biggest highlight of your entire career?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, okay, so a restructuring that didn't require any layoffs. Where I worked at a company called Sandy Hook Promise. I was their VP of People and Operations, and it was a career that is a role rather that sort of worked with all of the departments from an ops standpoint, and of course HR sort of touches all employees. So they were growing pretty rapidly, and they were needing to shift different parts. Well, the long short of it is folks kept their jobs. We were able to realize the cost savings and optimize sort of the organizational chart that they were going for. It was a lot of org design work and thought put in behind compensation and other parts to really make the employee experience as without disruption as possible. But also keeping, it's a fine line to kind of, dance in this space, because you have to also keep the company, protected from a compliance standpoint to make sure we're doing things appropriately, and also the interest of growth, so it's, we were able to do that with minimal disruption and folks kept their jobs and it optimized everything. So.
So what are the biggest challenges in the world right now that you think can be solved by Gen Z?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I have a Gen Z daughter, and then I have a couple of Gen Alpha kids that run around saying skibbity this and Riz and mewing and all these new things. I knew it was mewing, but that was like, what? So what skibbity problems can I know? Let me stop. My kids would be so disappointed at me using that language, that lingo. I think this is how I feel about Gen Z. It is in such a unique position. I myself am a millennial or zennial a little bit. I was an 81 baby. I'm very old, guys. But I am fortunate enough to kind of have the conversations with my kids, because millennials are a bit open to that. And I think some Gen Xers are too. And, to make it a generational war. But there are generational differences, even in the workplace, that we have to acknowledge what motivates people, what keeps people, retention, and how to attract them. So Gen Z is an evolving generation. You've always had technology. You've always had things that were, I would say the generation prior saw both sides. And because of that, it's just a different consciousness happening with you guys. And I feel that you can really, if you put your mind together, you can get, if you put your mind together, if we all put our minds together, I think we can obtain some level of the inclusion, if you will. And that's a big one in HR too, with diversity, equity, and inclusion. The acronym is DEI. You'll hear a lot of folks talking about that. But just being a more inclusive society to all, I think you'll have the conscientious, fortitude to understand that a bit better because we are in the age of information. I feel another problem that could be addressed is really looking at unhoused persons and how to provide paths for these folks to be able to, have some independence and growth and services should there be, there's a high awareness around mental health. So I feel, that this is a generation that can really start to, galvanize the types of programs that would help and the types of movements that would make our society better at large. And we're growing, each generation changes, and I feel like we just become smarter and smarter. I mean, in the age of information with godlike technology and AI, there's hardly anything that can't be achieved. Yeah. So I've seen this evolution with you guys.
The internet is crazy.
It is.
Some people use it for wrong, though. Like, some people watch, waste their time on, YouTube. Sometimes YouTube is okay, but it's better just to be researching about stuff and, us, creating a podcast to inspire kids.
And absolutely. I think this is brilliant.
Yeah.
You guys have done. And so, it's true, to your point, that it can be used for, use your powers for good versus evil, if you will. But I feel like with any new thing, there's the wild, wild west years before some types of, etiquette and regulation is sort of put in place to help steer it in a place of positive rather than negative. And I still feel like we're kind of out there in that, in that world right now. We're not quite landed, it's still
evolving. Exactly, because the internet's still pretty new. I mean, it only became mainstream in the 90s-ish, so,
Yeah, really the 2000s, bro, I have to tell you.
So, if someone wants to follow in your footsteps in your careers, what'd you tell him or her?
I would say, try to research it as much as possible. Anything you want to sort of do in life, you do need to be a bit diligent about what it is and understanding it. And do you actually see yourself sort of doing that? What feels right to try? I'd say research it. And if it is something you really, like to pursue, take coursework in college, as you do that. Take coursework in college, look at TED Talks about certain concepts in HR. HR is very, it's evolving as well because we have to keep up with society too and making sure that we are continuing to protect employees and clients if you're a consultant and or your company, in my case, a town, employees in town, the town itself. So there's a lot that can be learned by watching these speakers really go into a lot of the concepts that are being now practiced or just worked in theory before. So researching that, watching videos, going to school and kind of focusing on some of the different parts that you might want to learn in HR, be it training and development or organizational design and org development and stuff like that. So there's different parts that you could specify, or you can just kind of do the broad brush and see, once you get in the career, kind of which way you want to go. So I would say those are kind of the steps, understand researching it and taking the coursework for it, getting into an internship, at places as much as you can to gather information. That's all going to go in your repository of knowledge and you'll be able to better, make kind of decisions and career choices. So more you kind of research it.
Yeah. So what is your main life advice for kids listening to this podcast?
Meme life advice? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you guys. What meme do I see a lot? I don't know. You caught me off guard. There's so many memes that are out there that I don't even, I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm just thinking Skibidi Toilet and stuff. That's all that's coming to my mind right now, so I would not say that. I don't know. I would say... I can't think of one. I'm not going to say anything because I don't think I can think of one right now. But my regular advice would be just to go for it, be fearless, see what's out there, and always remember to be kind.
Yeah.
Is there a meme advice that you guys, that's a favorite one for you that you like? Maybe you could educate me a little bit here.
I got to say mine is like, if there's something that you want to change and you can change it, like, why not change it?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Very, very deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is, if you want to pursue something, work hard for it. Like, don't just be living out saying, I'm going to do this. Work hard for it. Like, yeah. Do stuff you want to do. Like, let's say you want to start a business. Practice selling stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. And
I love that. Well, you guys are wise. This is really good. And that's great advice. It goes right with what, one would say if they wanted to do this type of career, to go for it, you know, and do something with yourself. So good advice from you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miss Holly, for allowing us to interview you. I'm sure many more kids will be inspired by this interview.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for having me, guys.
To whoever's listening, thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.